A plea for calm. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, from the mother of Tyree Nichols, the man who died 3 days after prosecutors say he was savagely beaten by 5 Memphis police officers following a traffic stop earlier this month. Rovon Wells telling a vigil for her son last night in Memphis.
If you guys are here for me and Tyree, then you will protest peacefully.
But the city is on edge.
Justice for Tyree!
Hearing a violent reaction to the release later today of the video from the officer's body-worn cameras, the director of the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation has seen the video, and he warns it's absolutely appalling. All 5 officers have now been charged with murder. Video from the night Paul Pelosi was attacked in his home last October will be released today as well.
It will include footage from the police officer body-worn cameras and the Pelosi's home surveillance system. The former Speaker of the House says she has no plans to watch it.
It would be a very hard thing to see an assault on my husband's life.
The San Francisco DA's office argued against releasing the video over concerns it could be used to spread false information. But San Francisco Superior Court Judge Stephen Murphy ruled there was no reason to keep the footage secret.
Fox's Sean Lanchel. State lawmakers in Virginia have defeated several bills that would have restricted abortion access in the state. In the Middle East, Gaza militants firing rockets toward Israel, which responded with airstrikes early Friday. Tensions in the region mounting following an Israeli raid in the West Bank that killed at least 9 Palestinians. Secretary of State Blinken is scheduled to visit the region next week. Hey, we're still here. That big asteroid the size of a delivery truck flew past Earth last night, about 2,200 miles over the tip of South America. It did so harmlessly. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The National Archives asking representatives of former presidents and vice presidents to scour their personal records to see if they might contain documents marked classified.
The request follows documents discovered at the private homes of President Biden and former Vice President Mike Pence. The Presidential Record Act states records created by the president are property of the federal government and are to be managed and maintained by the archives. Letters were sent to representatives of former Presidents Trump, Obama, George W. Bush, Clinton, George H. W. Bush, and Reagan, in addition to former Vice Presidents Pence, Biden, Cheney, Gore, and Quayle. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The man charged with killing 7 people at 2 Northern California mushroom farms this week has made a jailhouse confession. According to San Jose television station KNTV, which reports that Chun Li Zhao told them he'd been mistreated by other workers at one of the farms. Nearly 200 death row inmates in Texas are suing the state over the policy of mandatory solitary confinement, saying it harms them both mentally and physically. One of those defendants, Wesley Ruiz, is scheduled to be executed next Wednesday. The FBI says it has infiltrated and busted up a ransomware network.
FBI Director Christopher Wray calls it a year and a half long disruption campaign against the transnational Hive ransomware group that agents infiltrated and exploited, and all while keeping Hive in the dark.
And
and to offer over 1,300 victims around the world keys to decrypt their infected networks.
Hive responsible for stealing over $100 million from government agencies, hospitals, and schools by holding their computer networks for ransom. The group's infrastructure also seized and now crippled. The FBI calls it just the beginning.
We're going to continue gathering evidence, building out our map of Hive developers, administrators, and affiliates, and using that knowledge to drive arrests.
Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.